April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Joe Doran, a professor at Northern Michigan University and director of the university's English Language Program.
This poem I wrote after looking at a picture of a deep sea lobster larva, and I wish I could show you the picture. It was amazing. Eroniacus. There is no clean break between disgust and beauty, and all the explanations are just another way of saying we don't understand how something as transparent as a larval deep-sea lobster looks like an echo of a breath, the tooth jagged edge as though caught in the middle of a conversation, the spine of the thing ending in feathered tentacles, long white eyelashes of bone not yet there, a suggestion of substance, the body hiding, hinged behind a memory of what was said or maybe imagined, a thought of what might be, what might have been if we hadn't looked at just that moment. First death. Since I have not heard your voice in over a year, I learn the sound closest is mine sneezing at the sun, or the giggle of the young man in the chocolate cubicle next to me, or even that enveloped space of sound in the sleep of early morning. I imagine the roar of a small cannon, the sudden exposition, yet singularly the clarifying click of a trigger in front of silence. Before that time, it was all a matter of taste. Emergency room rendezvous, nothing to do but sit on your bed, knowing not how to move my arms 1 inch into tomorrow, braiding my hair with the cards of yesterday. Here, the silence of splinters removed, nothing to do but cut words from newspapers, forge ransom notes, knit a fake body to be taken. Outside, windshields shatter, leaves slander the air. The sky, roughly lathered, expectant, trees slack in their discontent and latticed with birdwing. Inside, your eyes moist with a measure of diamonds that cut through. On fire. There is no brightness like that of being on fire. The initial richness when there is no pain. The self emanating, as though the soul, speaking any way it can, suddenly shows its true color, an Egyptian gold walking into a tomb, light shining. Then the slow motion acknowledgement delayed, someone's hands slapping my chest, mine. How time moves strangely sideways, the reconnecting to here and now, and the recognition that there is yet a special glow, as though the fire itself passed through me without burning. I am the burning bush that burns and is not consumed. I am amazed. I am on fire. The memory of elephants. Our grief matches the rhythm of the trees swaying, bending, sometimes breaking in the wind, the climate of our world bearing in. How a volcano's cough interrupts the trees with a suddenness, an amazement that lays them flat. Or a tsunami, the earth shaking from the weather within, an overwhelming confusion of water, people drowning in trees.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, produced and recorded in the studios of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.